your favorite musicians, exclusive interviews, local artists, all on the Life Songs podcast.
God is good all the time. Hey, I'm Josh, and good morning, and I'm so excited to welcome to the Life Songs Morning Show, Mandisa. How you doing, Mandisa?
I'm good. Good morning to you. Thanks for having me on.
I'm so glad. It has been years because of the pandemic. I feel like collectively as a culture, pretend those years didn't exist. So it's been a couple of weeks since we've talked.
Let's just forget about the last couple of years.
And you're getting fired back up into life. Some people were like slowly stepping back into things. You're going on a massive tour with the Newsboys. Like, you're jumping like head on in.
I know. What was I thinking? It's totally been a while. I've been spending a lot of time on my couch. So to jump back into a tour, I need to definitely prepare myself because it's a different life on the road. So I'm looking forward to it. But I do have some hesitancy about whether or not I'll be able to pick up where we left off.
What's this tour, the Newsboys Step Into the Light tour? It's you and the Newsboys, and I don't even know who else is with you guys.
lots and lots of good friends that are going to be out there.
You're going to be at Raising Cane's River Center on October 24th, and it's going to be nuts. Baton Rouge is going to be lit up. I can't wait. What kind of tour is this going to be? I remember back in the day, the Newsboys did a big inflatable outdoor tent tour, and I figured, like, with COVID going on, maybe this is like the plexiglass tour. Like, what's it going to be like?
Honestly, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, I remember in the middle of the pandemic, we talked about this new normal and, you know, we're going to be doing like COVID testing every week and who knows what life is going to be like on the road now. I'm just glad to be getting back on the road. It's been kind of a struggle for me. You know, I battle with depression. And so when you tell somebody like me that you have to be isolated for, you know, it's been a year and a half now, that was just breeding ground for the enemy for me. So I'm just glad to be getting out of this house. I have a new pandemic puppy named Kaya that I got in the middle of the pandemic, and she's going to be out on the road with me. And so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great to finally be back on the road again.
What was your pandemic puppy's name again?
Kaya.
Kaya?
Yeah, Kaya. She's a Havanese, and she is about a year and a half now, and she's staring at me because she knows I'm talking about her right now.
That's awesome. We got a Scottish Terrier named Rose so that I wouldn't have to talk to my children as much. So,
yeah, I live by myself, and so she's just been such a saving grace for me, having somebody who just loves me unconditionally, and I would do anything for her. So I'm excited for her to get her first tour.
Isn't it weird how, like, when life gets disrupted, the way we structure our day, we try to find like a new rhythm, a new routine, having a puppy to take out for a walk and to take to go potty and those sort of things, you kind of anchor your day to them because you need
it's
that normalcy.
So true. Absolutely. Yeah. If not for her, I probably would be spending all of my time in bed because that's kind of my go-to when I start to go dark. A lot of time in bed, a lot of watching TV, but I have to get her up at 8:30 in the morning to take her out. I have to take her for walks, and it definitely gave me more of a routine, which I needed. I needed so that I don't go dark, which is interesting. You know, my last album was Out of the Dark, and that's the name of the podcast that I do based on mental health. And so I just realized when you talked about the Step Into the Light tour, I was like, well, this is a juxtaposition for
right?
me, because
yeah.
I do feel like I'm stepping out of the dark and into the light right now.
Tell us a little bit more about the Out of the Dark podcast. Like, what led to doing that? Was it a direct response to battling your personal depression, or was it just...
Yeah, like, I think so. I was asked to do it just because I've been so vocal about my battle with depression. And so I think it's not something that we talk about a lot in the church. And so many of us struggle with it. And I think there's so much shame that comes along with it. And so to talk about mental health issues from a Christian perspective, I think was needed. In the end, it turned out that it actually really helped me because I was having to face these issues that I probably would have just swept under the rug had I not been forced to talk about it. So it's been a saving grace for me to just kind of confront these issues head on and also to realize that I'm not alone. I think a big part of why it means so much to me is because there's a lie that you start to believe that you're the only one that battles this way and you're all by yourself. But when you realize a lot of people have these issues, and even looking in the Bible and seeing so many different people that I can see possibly battle with the same kind of things that I did. I mean, Elijah he brought down the prophets of Baal, and then the next chapter he's sitting by a tree and he wants to die. It's like, well, if that's not someone who battled with depression, I don't know what is. So you look at how God brought him about with grace, and how he didn't beat him over the head, but he just loved him through it. And I think it's caused me to be kinder to myself as a result of that.
Being willing to share those dark parts of your life takes so much courage. Who do you have surrounding you that pushes you to do that? Because that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah. The podcast, I partner with a woman named Laura Williams. She's a licensed professional counselor. Just because I felt like I didn't have a lot of expertise. I can only talk about my own personal experience. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning of 2020, I actually moved about 30 minutes from where I was living, from Antioch, Tennessee to Franklin, Tennessee, because my community lives here in Franklin. And I just knew from my past experiences, being surrounded by community is so important. Mm-hmm. So I chose to move to be closer to them, just because I know my tendencies, and I choose to isolate when I'm going dark. This pandemic caused me to isolate, but still knowing that I'm in the vicinity of people who love me and who care for me and love me unconditionally, I don't know that I would have been able to make it through this pandemic without them.
Listen to Mandisa, everybody. Like, surround yourself with good and godly people. Even if you're not with them every moment of every day, knowing that they're there is so important.
Yeah, that's right.
You have, I think, about 30 different Christian radio stations in the Nashville area.
Right.
When you are listening and you hear one of your songs come on, are you a turn it up person or are you a turn the channel real quick person?
No, I'm a turn the channel really quickly. I don't know. It's hard to not criticize. You know, I can hear a different note and I think, oh, I wish I had done that better. Or, you know, it gets awkward listening to yourself. I'm always very thankful when I hear myself, but I never really want to just sit there and listen because I'll just critique myself the whole time.
The irony is when we hear you hit a note, we think, my God, I wish I could hit that note.
Well, you know, everybody is harder on themselves than anybody else. So that's one thing I learned throughout all of this is, you know, I could get 99 great comments about myself, but I'll be thinking about the one comment that was negative, and it's because I usually... that comment mirrors how I feel about myself. So that's been part of, again, the mental health battle that I face. I just beat myself up and I say things about myself that I would never say to anybody else. So just having to learn to silence that voice and replace that voice with what God says about me has been a big learning curve for me.
Now, you've been in the Christian music industry for a while now, and not like ancient, you know, not like Stephen Curtis Chapman while, but you know a lot of people in this industry. You've toured with a lot of different bands, and you get to do a lot of fun events and go on massive tours, and that's awesome. What's the daily impact of Christian music in general, of the friends that you've made in this industry in your life? Do you find hope? Do you turn to music for that, or do you usually go for silence?
Yeah, and I have found my tastes have changed a little bit. I used to always love like the pop sounding, but I've been listening to a lot more worship these days, and it's actually reflected in the music that I've been releasing. It's more worship. It's more vertical and talking directly to God and extolling Him. I imagine I'll always be the, you know, you're an overcomer and this is going to make you stronger and it's a good morning kind of a girl. But I have found there is just something that when I'm directly saying who God is, it reminds myself. And that's the music I'm attracted to these days. That's the music that I've been putting out. I feel like I'm a good mixture of both. And that certainly is seen like in when I'm on stage. I definitely will do the jumping around the stage and upbeat songs. But the moment that we bring it down and we really start addressing who God is, it just takes on a different kind of experience for me.
We're talking with Mandisa this morning on the Life Songs Morning Show. Mandisa, we have a Sharing Hope fundraiser coming up, and we are in Southeast Louisiana. We just had Hurricane Ida. We've been dealing with the pandemic. It's been a rough year and a half, and definitely the way that we raise funds has changed here at Life Songs. Would you offer up words of encouragement to those who want to give but can't, and also to encourage those who can give to give?
The way that I look at things like this is maybe reshaped in this last year and a half. And, you know, at one point we couldn't go to church. You know, we were watching online and it was really easy to just kind of remain in your own little bubble. But I would always find that when I would turn on Christian music, that it would remind me of what is most important, and it would just reshape my focus on who God is. And so I just think it's so important to help keep the stations that give us that kind of music going. And there's also something that God values about investing, and that is both financially, but also our prayers. They really do matter. And so there is something that I think God honors when we choose to give of ourselves in order to help something that fuels our faith in Him. I just think He rewards that, and He's so blessed when we do that. So I encourage anybody listening, give in any way you can. If it is not financially, give your time in prayer for the station, and just know it is blessing you in return. You wouldn't be listening right now if it didn't. So bless those who bless you.
Thank you. Mandisa, we'll be with the Newsboys at the Step Into the Light Tour Sunday, October 24th at the Raising Cane's River Center in Baton Rouge. We can't wait to see you, Mandisa.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to be there with you all.
Newsboys are back, live and in person, for the Step Into the Light Tour with special guest Mandisa. We are messengers. Plus, Kate Thompson and Adam Agee, Sunday, October 24th in Baton Rouge at Raising Cane's River Center. It's a night of live music and entertainment with Newsboys, Mandisa, We Are Messengers, Kate Thompson, and Adam Agee. Tickets available now at awakeningevents.com. Another Awakening event from the Awakening Foundation.
Life Songs thanks Awakening Foundation.
Hey, this is Mandisa, and I can't wait to see you at the Step Into the Light Tour with the Newsboys. Come on out and be blessed. Ticket information is up right now at lifesongs.com.